Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today I wanted to kind of give you my definition of what I call a freedom-based business. Now, you may have heard me mentioning freedom-based skills, freedom-based business, and I just wanted to take some time to really define what I mean by this, but also give you some of the feedback that I've had from others when it comes to what freedom-based business means to them. So first off, freedom-based business is really a business that you can build that suits you and your lifestyle. Plus, it gives you the freedom to live and not be structured in the regular 9-to-5 type work day or 8-to-5, whatever hours you want to put there. It really allows you to have freedom while earning a living. And that's what I love about the word freedom, is that it's one of those words that means different things to different people. For me, freedom was the reason I started my business, my original business, over 12 years ago, is because I didn't want to work for somebody else. I wanted the freedom to make as much money as I wanted, to be able to do what I wanted to do, not what I had to do. And I think the biggest thing for me was freedom and schedule. I wasn't tied to my computer or any device during regular business hours. I wanted to be able to work when I wanted. So that's where my tagline comes from for my business, the freedom to work when and where you want. That was the driving factor in everything that I did when I started, and I still do today. I'm all about freedom, the freedom of choice, the freedom of flexibility to do the things that you want to do. So a freedom-based business gives you that ability, if you will, to be able to work when and where you want, gives you freedom and flexibility. It allows you to build the business you want that suits you and your lifestyle. It's not cookie cutter. In the VA industry, the freelance industry, even the coaching industries, they are not the same. They are not cookie cutter. Everybody's business is different based on what suits them and their lifestyle. Now, in order to have a freedom-based business, you need to have a solid foundation in place. You need to have those systems, those processes that can do the heavy lifting so you can live your life. Now, if you offer, specific type services, obviously you need to get the work done, but there are things that can be done in the background, so to speak, by technology. So all of your marketing, this is what digital marketing is all about. All of your marketing can be done for you after you set it up, which is one of your key business systems. And it runs in the background while you work, while you sleep, while you live your life. So freedom-based business is, I think, what so many people want, but you need to realize that in order to have that, you have to have a solid foundation. You need to have those four pillars that if you followed me for any time that I really speak of, it's the four pillars that create the foundation of your business, and it's operations, sales, marketing, and delivery. And that's not any particular order. And having a freedom-based business, you need to actually take the time to put those pillars in place so it will give you the freedom and the flexibility to work when and where you want. And so I just wanted to take a second to define freedom-based as to what it means to me. I would love to hear from you as to what does freedom-based business mean to you. Feel free to leave a comment below. And the next podcast I'm going to do is going to be talking about freedom-based skills, because even though you have a freedom-based business, you may be offering services that keep you stuck in regular business hours. So I want to talk about what I call freedom-based skills. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to comment below. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.